Wrapping this Wednesday, one last segment. I am Jim Rome. Nice to have you here. We are in Southern California. We are joined right now by the driver of the number 48 car for Chip Ganassi Racing, a seven-time NASCAR Cup Series champ. Tied for the most NASCAR Cup Series titles of all time, a two-time Daytona 500 winner, a four-time Brickyard 400 winner, 83 career NASCAR wins, only race car driver ever to be named AP Male Athlete of the Year. Next race, May 15th on the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Road Course. Jimmy Johnson is my guest. Jimmy, it's good to have you back. How are you?
Good, Rome. How you doing, buddy?
Good, dude. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I am busier than I thought I would be in my retirement or whatever this is called that I'm up to. But, man, loving life, a whole new set of challenges in front of me and really enjoying the process and learning right now.
I love it. I want to talk to you about all that stuff. So you're coming off your second IndyCar race, your first on a street course. Before we get into the details, what's it like to be a rookie all over again? How does that part feel?
It's tough. You know, you'd think that racing, there would be more crossover than what we have between IndyCar and stock cars. But to my surprise, they are far more different in creating speed and how to really work within the series and the tires and the cars and the technology that's provided. So I'm learning a lot more than I thought I would need to. But again, just enjoying it all.
Jimmy Johnson joining us. So what about that? Like you said, the experience of driving in an IndyCar is so much more than what you could imagine just watching it on TV or even in person, and that it is a blast. I mean, how would you describe it? What makes it so unique?
The G-forces in the car and the experience and sensations that come with it is more than I could have ever expected. I mean, I've had a chance to drive, you know, 200-plus miles an hour on ovals and these great NASCAR high horsepower vehicles, but these little bullets that are Indy cars are—they're insane. I mean, they're over half the weight of a NASCAR vehicle with more power, big sticky tires on the car, tons of downforce. So they do everything like at a level that almost feels like you're playing a video game.
Jimmy Johnson is joining us. You know, to hear you lay it out like that is really, really unique. Like that first race in IndyCar at Barber Motorsports Park, you involved or were involved in the big crash on lap one. You had to make your way through the onboard camera view of the scene. I mean, that was wild. What was it like to start your IndyCar career and have to deal with that right out of the chute?
Yeah, I was afraid my first start was only going to consist of four turns and then I was done. But thankfully, I made it through the crash and, you know, was able to get some more experience on track and run the laps. But, you know, the cars, everything about them is so sped up that even when that incident started, I just couldn't believe how quickly it turned ugly and how many cars were caught up in it.
Hmm. Then you go from Barber to your first street race in St. Pete. What was the experience like in St. Petersburg?
Man, I can only equate it to maybe Bristol in the NASCAR series where, you know, you're just in such a tight, confined space at a high rate of speed that, you know, your eyes really have a hard time adjusting to it. The street course was also much rougher than I anticipated as you go through all the, you know, transitions from these city roads, manhole covers that are, you know, there on the city streets, the surface changes. It's quite a violent experience, but at a really high rate of speed. So I was quite impressed. And again, I've been saying this to some of the different media folks. You know, these IndyCar drivers deserve a lot of credit for making it look so easy. And they make it look effortless, but it is so more technical and physical than I first expected.
We're talking to Jimmy Johnson. I was going to ask you about the drivers. All right, so since you mentioned that, like, how different is the vibe among the drivers in IndyCar as compared to NASCAR? Is there a noticeable difference?
There is. And I mean, I think when you're young, you kind of choose a path if you're going to have a career with fenders or without. And, you know, that's happening younger and younger these days than when I first came along. And with that, you know, come the experiences of driving the car, the cities and states that you compete and race in, even the countries that you race in. And open wheel, it's very common for drivers to travel the world or have drivers from other countries come in and participate. So there's a different culture, a different scene, a different vibe. Certainly all racers at heart, and both are very interesting, but there are some differences.
We're talking to Jimmy Johnson. It's kind of funny, like some of these guys have hit you with student driver stickers on your gear as a joke. Like, has there been any rookie hazing, or are they giving the legend the respect that he deserves?
I'm getting plenty of respect, and I appreciate it. My teammates are having a little fun with me on social media, but other than that, It's been pretty straightforward.
You know, I'm curious about the process itself. Like, you're already there. I know, Jimmy, you're not there to participate. You're there to win. But the fact of the matter is, I mean, I can make an argument that just by being where you are is success in and of itself. I know you want different results. Or would you say, because I'm already in the process, it is a success?
Yeah, I mean, getting here has been a tough challenge in, you know, where I am in age and career and needing to find a sponsor and a partner like Carvana to come on board. I mean, there were a lot of big victories to get to this point. I think Sunday was my 10th day ever in an IndyCar, so I still have very, very limited experience. And literally every single lap I'm making on track is important and is moving the needle and is really affecting, is a vital part of my process. So, yes, I'm not where I want to be. I've had two, challenging races to get started. But lessons learned and nothing that I'm embarrassed or ashamed of. I'm out there on the ragged edge trying to race with the best guys in the business, learn new cars, new tracks, and making the most of it.
You bet. Jimmy Johnson is joining us. We talked about the tracks. We talked about the cars themselves. How about the way you approach this physically? You're legendary for staying in great, great shape. What is an Indy car like, running in an Indy car like from a physical standpoint? What's that been like for you?
Much more physical. These cars do not have power steering, so the next time anybody hops in their car, just turn the ignition to run, but don't start it, and try turning the steering wheel. And that's an idea of what it's like driving one of these Indy cars. And the faster you go, the more resistance you have in the steering system, and that means you need to really work on strength, upper body strength, core strength. But the thing that's really surprised me is the G-force loads and how hard it is to get a breath in the car in combination with the physical stress that's put on your body. And all of that drives my heart rate up. So I almost feel like I do nonstop intervals in the race car, and the training has shifted to really support that as well. Much more high heart rate, high interval stuff.
We're talking to Jimmy Johnson for a couple of more moments. All right, so you're not currently scheduled to race on any ovals, which includes the Indy 500. The plan right now is for you to attend it in person. What thoughts do you have when you think about being there in person for the Indy 500?
First of all, I've always wanted to go to the 500 as a fan, so I'm going to have that chance this year and support Tony Kanaan, who will be in the American Legion Honda, the 48 car, taking over the ride for me on the ovals. So very excited to watch him and see how he does and cheer him on and also learn. I mean, I think a test session on an oval is probably a realistic next step for me. I'm trying to understand the safety of these cars and, what that experience is like on the ovals and if it's something I want to pursue in the future.
So what about that? Is there a scenario sometime in the future where you could see yourself driving in the Indy 500? Is it something that's on your radar at some point?
It is. I mean, I felt like it was off my radar for the last handful of years after starting a family and the cars not really having any proper head protection around the race cars. And last year was the first year that IndyCar implemented the aero screen that they have. So it's the halo that the Formula One cars have, plus a windshield or an aero screen that's really thick, this plastic that's on there that will keep debris from getting to the drivers inside the cars. And there's been numerous incidents already where you could say those aero screens have raised the safety level of the cars to a new threshold. So with that in mind, there's a crack in the door to open up and potentially go through it and give it a shot.
So let me finally ask you this. Like, a lot of people, maybe if they were in your position, they might have a lot of pride about it. They might have a lot of ego about it. They might say, look, I'm the best to ever do this. The greatest to sit behind a steering wheel. I don't need to be out here learning something new, but you're not taking that approach. How come?
Man, this is something I've always wanted to do. And I feel like a couple of years ago, I really stopped caring what people thought. And the experience in the car was for me and my family and my journey and who I want to be as an individual. And looking at IndyCar and all the learning that's ahead of me, I want to grow in my craft and be a better race car driver and experience more. So why wouldn't I? I mean, it's a very unique opportunity that I have. I'm very thankful for all the support that I've received in doing it. But I have to credit to something changing in my own mind a few years ago where I'm like, I don't care. this is about me. This is what I want to do. And I'm having the time of my life doing it right now.
See, that's really interesting to me because, like, we all go through life and we process things differently. Like, final thought then, like, what changed? What happened? Was there a moment? Was there an epiphany? Like, what did you used to be like? And then what clicked on for you?
You know, I spent a large part of my career just surviving and then experiencing all the greatness that I did at Hendrick Motorsports in the 48 car. You know, in a lot of ways, it satisfied anything and everything that I wanted to accomplish as a racer. But with that came pressure to keep it going. And I think I finally, like, did away with that pressure and just decided that I don't need it. And it's a great form of pressure to have. I'm very thankful to have had all that success and everything that comes with it, the good, bad, and the ugly. But it weighed on me in some way. And I finally now look at that and just told it to bug off. And I'm good with who I am, what I am, and why I want to be in a race car.
I love that. 83 career NASCAR wins, the only race car driver ever to be named AP Male Athlete of the Year. And the next race is May 15th on the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Road Course. Jimmy Johnson, my guest. Jimmy, so good to get caught up. As you said, you are way busier in retirement than even you yourself expected to be, but great to get caught up with you, and thanks so much for sharing that with us.
I appreciate it, Rome. Hope to see you soon, man.
You too, bud. Thanks so much. Jimmy Johnson. I think that's great, too. Like, a couple years out, finally just said, man, you know what? Bug off. I don't need this. I don't need this extra pressure. I don't really care. It doesn't, I mean, I care. I don't care what you think. And was able to just kind of compartmentalize and say, man, enough's enough. I need to enjoy the process. But then again, if you're that guy and you're that successful and you're on top and everybody's coming for you, you wonder, is there any joy in winning, any exhilaration in winning, or is it just relief? But then if you're that guy also and you have that kind of career, why put yourself out there? Why take that risk? Why try to learn something else? You know, where you can only do damage to your legacy, because you need that. You need something to drive you, and you don't care what others think.
You know who the hell I am?